I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome on in, Cougar Tracks Podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your BYU insider, Mitch Harper. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google Play, Spotify. Leave a rating and a review. It helps out the show a ton. We'll be real quick with this thing here. It's Saturday, May 30th, 96 days away till kickoff. I'll profile Carter Wheat, but also get to some BYU basketball recruiting news, and that's where we start things off, as Davion Williamson, transfer from East Tennessee State, will be making his decision coming up on Sunday. His five schools are down to BYU, Wake Forest, San Diego State, Georgetown, and Tulsa. Most likely, I would imagine, Davion Williamson probably goes to Wake Forest. But BYU is a spot that has a lot to offer Williamson, and there's been a huge alumni outreach to get Davion Williamson out to BYU. He's a good player. Watch some of his highlights from East Tennessee State. He is a talented player that I think would do really well under Mark Pope. Started in 14 games this past season for the Buccaneers in a year where East Tennessee State was 30-4. The reason why Wake Forest is likely the favorite for Williamson is because his former head coach at East Tennessee State is the head man now at Wake Forest, and Williamson, his hometown is Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the home to the Wake Forest campus. So that's going to be a tough thing to beat, but I think BYU is a spot that has a lot to offer a guy like Williamson, and he could be the future point guard for BYU basketball in the future. Mark Pope has expressed that he wants to get a guy, a transfer, that can maybe sit out a year and then be eligible to play 2-3 years, whatever it ends up being. So keep an eye on Davion Williamson this week, and we'll have full coverage on KSLSports.com. And then also coming up on Monday, Booth Gotch, former Utah Ute star, he's releasing his top five. Gotch, I think, might be the perfect guard that BYU needs, even more so than Mac McClung. Just my opinion. I think Booth Gotch would be a fantastic fit for BYU. But honestly, I feel like Minnesota, Gonzaga, those are some of the teams potentially to beat for Booth Gotch. So we'll see if BYU lands in the top five for him. It's going to be tough to kind of see that happening, but maybe anything's possible. BYU has been in contact with a Maryland guard, and they're still in some contact with guys like Cam Mack, Jaron Carey from Syracuse as well. So be on the lookout for all that. Well, again, we'll have full coverage on KSLSports.com with all the latest regarding BYU basketball recruiting news. But again, here on the podcast on Cougar Tracks, tracking every single day leading up to kickoff for the 2020 college football season with a player profile. Usually these players coincide with the jersey number that they wear, and we're back on track with that today. Number 96, 96 days till kickoff, we're featuring redshirt freshman Carter Wheat out of Mesa, Arizona. Carter Wheat's a player that's a young, promising star in the tight end room for BYU. Committed to BYU during a summer camp in the summer of 2018, and probably would have seen more recruiting attention had he not been so committed to BYU. Schools like Arizona showed interest. Some other Pac-12 programs showed a little bit of interest as well. No offers, but Carter Wheat is a good football player. I don't know if he's on the level of an Isaac Rex type, but I think Wheat could be a really good player for BYU down the road. 6'4", 236 pounds, played in three games last year and got one catch against Idaho State. And keep in mind, back in fall camp last year, after Hank Tuipulotu went down with a season-ending knee injury, Carter Weed emerged as a guy that was maybe the second-string tight end behind Matt Bushman at the midway point of fall camp. So I think Steve Clark is pretty high on the potential of Carter Weed. I think your top two tight ends this year are obviously Matt Bushman, easy, duh, and then also second is going to be Isaac Rex. But maybe Carter Weed could be that third tight end for BYU. Hank Tuipulotu comes back. Bentley Hanshaw's in the mix after returning home from a mission. So BYU's got a lot of options in that tight end room. And man, the amazing growth that BYU has seen under Kalani Sitake at the tight end position. Remember in 2016 when guys like Hunter Marshall were brought in from Georgia Tech as walk-ons to kind of buoy the tight end position? Alema Pilimai switched over from safety to tight end because they needed another body at tight end because they literally had no one. The tight end room has grown a ton. Next to offensive line, I would say tight end has improved significantly since Kalani Sitake took over the program. And honestly, that's where BYU's strengths should be. Quarterback, offensive line, tight end, and linebackers. Those are the four positions where, regardless of the coaches, regardless of BYU's win-loss record, they should be able to get great talent. And Carter Wheat's one of those guys that I think helps depth, one. And two, I think he's a guy that's got a promising future ahead of him. I don't know really what the impact he makes in 2020 is, but would not be surprised his junior, senior season, he's one of the top tight ends in the program alongside with Isaac Rex. So keep an eye on Carter Wheat. Very excited about his potential at BYU. But that's going to do it for this weekend edition of Cougar Tracks. You can follow me on Twitter at @Mitch_Harper. Follow me on Instagram as well at @MitchHarperKSL. And also follow KSL Sports on all the social platforms at KSL Sports. So signing off, we'll catch you tomorrow on the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.